Misconception, a stunning story, especially for couples having trouble having kids. One Michigan couple learning that their frozen embryos were gone, implanted into another woman by mistake. They were understandably flooded by the news, or floored by the news, rather. But there's a happy ending after a very rocky road. They do have a new son, and they've got a new book. American Morning's John Roberts joins me now for a little AM Extra. And John, you actually had a chance to talk with the Morrells, the Michigan couple, right?
Yeah, I sat down with them, Paul and Shannon Morrell. Imagine, if you will, Kira, you've been seeing a doctor for IVF treatments. They have a couple of twin daughters because of IVF, and the doctor calls you and says, I want you to come in and see me. You go in to see the doctor, and the doctor says there's been a mistake. Your embryos, the frozen embryos that you had stored with us, have been thawed. All right, so they thought maybe there was a problem with the electricity. Everyone had lost their embryos. They were very sad about that. And then the doctor said, and by the way, your embryos were implanted in another woman. So they went through weeks and weeks and weeks of wondering, what is this woman who's pregnant with her child going to do? Will she abort the child? Will she carry it to term and then demand that the child be hers? It worked out well. They now have their own 7-month-old son, Logan. But you can imagine not only what they went through, but what the woman went through who was carrying the baby. She thought that she was pregnant with her embryos and at the end had to give up the child. I talked to Shannon and Paul about that aspect of it. Here's what they said. Did you ever have a pang of guilt? Were you ever thinking, oh my goodness, maybe we should let her keep the baby?
I thought about it and I felt guilty the whole time, but at the same time, that was my child.
What's your relationship like now with Sean and Carolyn Savage?
It's friendly, okay?
It's like they're extended family.
Have they seen Logan since he was born?
They saw them between Christmas and New Year's when he was 3 months, and we were working on another time when they can see him.
Wow, it was interesting how she responded to that, John, when you asked about having a relationship with them. That must be a kind of a difficult situation to be in.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the dynamic is, but I think she did seem a little defensive when I asked her that question, and it may be because the Savages, Carolyn and Sean, the couple that carried the baby to term, recently said that the last 7 months had been very, very difficult for them. They wanted to have a child. They haven't been able to have a child since. They don't know if they're ever going to be able to have that child, but they had very, very strong religious conviction, Kira, much the same way that the Morrells did, and that's why they decided that they were going to carry the baby to term. But no question, you've got a feel for a woman who thinks, wow, this is my baby, and then is told, no, there's been a tragic mistake. And then, you know, she had the good grace to give the child up, because there are a lot of states across the country, Michigan, New York, where surrogate parents have preponderance of rights, and they could have made a case to keep that child.
That's interesting, but also a decision could have been made to abort that child. Hence, when you were talking with the couple, they were praying that everybody was sort of on the same Christian values with regard to life.
Yeah, both couples have very strong religious connections, and the one thing that Shannon Morrell said was that she wished and she prayed that Carolyn Savage was a woman of God and would not abort the baby, realizing that this was their last best chance to have a baby.
John Roberts, appreciate it.